Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau had almost finished a stack of official reports when Sergeant Callahan entered his office.
Hey, Chief. There's a guy in the outer office wants to see you. He looks pretty scared.
Send him in.
A moment later, a small, thin-faced man entered the room and nodded slightly to the inspector.
I'm Albert Lawrence, Inspector. I want to report a murder.
A murder? Who?
Mr. Mawson. Mr. James Mawson, the publisher. I'm a poet, and I had an appointment to see Mr. Mawson at his home this afternoon regarding a book of poetry.
The poet seated himself in the chair indicated by Inspector Hawk and continued his story.
I drove out to Glen Oaks, where Mr. Mawson lived, and I knocked on the door. There was no answer, so I tried the door, and I found it unlocked. I opened it a crack and called out. Then I saw him, sitting at his desk in the living room. It was terrible.
Was he dead when you found him?
Yes, sir. Shot through the head. I couldn't find anybody in the house, so I tried to phone the police. But the wires had been cut, and I drove here as fast as I could.
Thank you. We'll go out there and investigate. Come along, Sergeant.
A short time later, Jonathan Hawk, Sergeant Callahan, and the poet arrived at the Glen Oaks home of James Mawson. The body of the publisher was still at the desk where Lawrence had discovered it. Inspector Hawk made a careful examination of the body, then picked up a piece of notepaper partially concealed by the dead man's hand. Sergeant Callahan looked at him.
What is it, Chief? A suicide note?
No. It looks like Mawson was writing a note when he died, naming the murderer. It says, A.L. did T.H.I.
The message trailed off weakly, as if the writer had dropped the pen as he died. The two men began to search the desk for anything that might be a clue. On the littered desk, they found writing papers, letters, bills, and an open inkwell. Near the back of the desk was a pen tray containing the recently used pen. Sergeant Callahan picked up an automatic from the floor near the chair.
Say, here's the gun, Chief. Say, do you know something, Chief? A.L. could mean this Albert Lawrence here.
Yes, it could. And it evidently does. But he's innocent. It's a good thing for him that the murderer was careless in planting his clues.
Inspector Hawk glanced again at the scrawled note, then at the frightened and perplexed poet.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence. When the killer wrote this note and placed it in the hands of the dead man, he wanted the blame pointed to you. But he was just a bit too cautious. You see, he wanted to create the impression that Mawson died while finishing the incriminating note. But if this had been so, he could have not put the pen back in the tray where we found it. Sergeant, gather up all these letters and bills. We'll turn these over to our handwriting expert. He'll no doubt be able to find the mate to the penmanship on the murder note. Therefore, apprehend the killer.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Redhead, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.